Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your boy Lunch. My people say love.
Yeah.
Blaze Rock, microphone master. Dub CNN, West Side, nigga. You know how we do.
What?
Homeless. Huh? Focus on me,
yeah.
I got the locust homies,
yeah.
Niggas analyze, admire me, and smoke this on me. You bogus homie,
yeah.
And you know this homie. Bitch come to my crib, dance and throw this on me. Bang, niggas know my name, H-O-M-E, niggas know my game. Haters out there don't know my pain. All I really know is a nigga slang. I don't give a fuck, that's what's up. Dubs in it, look that up. Chillin' the cup, throwing it up. Nigga tell me you rollin' the what? Slow the faster,
yeah.
I'm a bastard,
yeah.
J Love and Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Every Monday, hip hop and interviews. Whack a pins tied up,
nigga.
Tennis shoes. I diminish you, I mean demolish you. I mean bits and pieces, nigga. Molecules. Get that money, that's all I do. Every little step I take like Bobby do. Selfless but not bother you, cause the flow is hot and true. Yeah, them niggas hide at you, cause the hoes wanna rock with you. Wow, they love my style, i.e. we so damn wow. They love Blaze Rock, them niggas keep on holding me down. Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah, your nigga Lunch, man. They love Blaze Rock, microphone masters. Dub CNN, every Monday, he's going this out.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. With me is my man Blaze Rock, and I am Jay Love. Welcome to another episode. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. It's you know, it's a wonderful day. It's an awesome day, and on top of that, you know, it is September 11th. So prayers, blessings, respect to all those who've been affected directly, not the people who just found themselves wanting to be a part of something, but the people that have been directly affected by the events of September 11th. But otherwise, man, my ankle hurts.
It's funny that you mentioned that, man, because my son, because I have a, for those out there, I have a 9-year-old and I have a 5-year-old, and my 9-year-old today, because he's really getting into football, and he turned to me and said, "Dad, why are they saying all this stuff about September 11th? What's so big about it?" So it was a great opportunity to talk to him about it and to really kind of explain. And the look on his face was saying, he had that look on his face that it was almost, really, that happened here in America? And it was a good opportunity. I'm glad he asked, because I didn't just want to sit down and say, "Son, today I'm going to tell you about September 11th. Get your pen and pencil." So it was a good speaking point. But your ankle hurts, and I'm sore from doing my runs and getting my work in at the gym, man.
Man, let me say this, since we got a couple of minutes, what we do. So yesterday I was at I played softball. So I was at a tournament. We had the team I played for. We were at a tournament. Our first game was 8:30 in the morning. We put up some numbers. We did pretty well. Our next game wasn't until 1:30.
Okay.
And these games last about an hour, which is cool. So that second game, we got smashed. I mean, we pretty much got put in every way, shape, or form or fashion. So the next game was at 3:30. And middle of the, we put in this team. We put up, I think, 14 runs in the first two innings. Going to the third inning was 14-3. And I'm hitting well all day. I go up, I hit a little nice little shot in the gap. I'm turning the corner at first. They're trying to catch a guy, throw one of our players out at home. I see the throw. I say, "Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and take two." So the shortstop cuts the throw off. I think he's gonna throw after me. He doesn't. But in the process of me stopping and starting to go again, I somehow rolled my ankle in all the way to the outside and back all the way to the inside.
Ouch.
And, yeah. And so instead of me falling down to the ground like a crybaby or something, I went ahead and hot limp jogged to second base. So anyway, long story short, we had another game after that. And at the end of that game, I played through those, did a whole bunch of stuff. Finally got home, you know, laid down, relaxed or whatever. I got up this morning, I couldn't even walk. So yeah, it's nice and swollen. Looks like I got a little golf ball in my foot. So it's great. It's gangster, dude. You know?
It's gangster. It's
man,
gangster.
Man, I could just when I go to work tomorrow, I can just limp my way in. Like, yep.
Speaking of gangster, we have a show that I'm really looking forward to.
Action packed.
action-packed things that are definitely on deck. We have the one and only Wendy Day that's going to be coming in just a second, and she's online with us actually, and she's probably thinking we're crazy and listening to these dudes wax poetic about things that are all sports, and as we continue to age and do our things to try to stay our weekend warrior selves. Also going to have Locksmith on. He just dropped a project, and it's just that was just kind of synergistic, I suppose, but I've been wanting to have him on for a while, so we're going to have him on. And then there's also one that, in football terms, since this is also the first day of football season, it is doubtful. Possible, so we're going to hold off on mentioning that, and we're going to have some real cool tracks that we're going to bring to you as well. So let's get into some music real quick, and then we're going to bring Wendy Day on. We got some things we want to talk to her about. So we're going to get into Crondon, Pearls on Swine, Sky Zoo, Word of Mouth, and Locksmith. This one is called Wendy Day. I got to ask Wendy if she's heard of this song. I'm sure she's been asked about this. So Crondon, Sky Zoo, Locksmith. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Albino King Yellowface Crondon Dizzling. You already know what it is, nigga. Strong arm says the game. Blacksmith's the label. Steady. Hey. Straight from the slums of South Central Concrete. Don't listen to the other rapper. He is not me. A carbon copy. I should probably put a slug up in his gunner with the Tommy. That'll surely learn him not to fuck with the strong arm. Steady. We is ready for whatever you bring. Just make sure it ring. And I can't take the slide off from unintelligent critics thinking that it's my fault. Niggas, I sick with it because we keep them high off the illest dope in Venice. So don't take your eye off the West Coast lieutenants and two Benzes. Back to back, eight deep, refilling, eat pills all night, can't sleep, probably call skinhead Bobby, promethazine lean, my homeboy got me, you ain't rich as my team, you slow and sloppy, wanna slip talk all out of your lips and make you use my shoddy, shit, it ain't a punch but a pack and make your body skip, your limbs levitate, look, this is not a trick, I am not a bitch, but I keep to, sucking nothing, sitting up with something see-through. Sucker, sucker, watch him run and get his weak crew. I seen it coming, thank the Lord, I got a preview. Now P.U. Smell it inside of a dead nigga claiming what I did do. Did you get the line or is you blind to the fact that I lyrically killed you? We didn't know you too. Three-dimensional lines in every rhyme all night, any venue. Enemies shouldn't continue. Tend to say things that might offend you. It's true, y'all rappers ain't real. Y'all more like some faggots in hills. Buying gadgets for my niggas to steal. Crime dime, pull a ratchet and peel. In a ragged Seville, driven by young Stephanie Mills. I lost the best Persian pussy I in Beverly Hills. What's worse, she took the money, left a nigga the bills. Berserk, nothing to it, knock a fresh one. Whistle while you work, and the next keep a pistol in her purse. Pop, 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 put a bitch up in the dirt. Rihanna with a little Remy Ma and a steady shirt. She keep me under her umbrella when I do my dirt. Help a man keep contraband way up in a skirsky skirt. When the boys see the one-timers, niggas gets caught, come down with Alzheimer's. We the best of all timers, meaning all rhymers. Niggas don't believe us, then come find us and remind us. Yeah, that. The affiliates, nigga. Don Cannon, Crondon's my name. Strong arm stays in game for the acting. Niggas rip is already the same.
The word count. Quote that off the open like they still hate to serve it out. Lyrical roulette. Yeah, I still took the murder out. Routed out the air. I was pinning off a Wi-Fi. Doubted if you did, but they christened me the Five Alive. Alive from the start. South side by the side. No surprise how I rhyme. If you surprise, you demise. I be by the bottom line. Bottom line where the commas ride. Imagine if you got the merge knives with MA dollar sign. Imagine if you got the curbside and the riding by. With an Ivy League delivery. I'm literally the singular in here. So I'm single in that chair. And I made it from the world with on a single make it there. You hear, you either paying or they ring you out the air. Lame business with the squares. Not a single like a square.
Call it word of mouth. Circle round, meet up. Said they heard it loud. But kept that on the D-Lo. Everything that we know all that we already knew. They just getting there, so we welcome you. Call it word of mouth. Circle round, meet up. Said they heard it loud. But kept that on the D-Lo. Everything that we know, all that we already knew. They just getting there, so we welcome you. Call it word of mouth.
okay, Willie flow, riding down the block like, there you go. One up in the air, hands free like you clear to go. One is over here, and it seems she been here before. Coming up the air, hands free like she here to blow. Blow the lights, vocab straight up where they blowing dice. Rodney Quiller sticking up the lobby, yeah, you know the type. Charlie Murphy references, it's probably worth the effort it'll take for you to get it. If you get it, then you welcomed in. Goes without saying, I'm the dopest out the can. Y'all was watching for the throne, I was Otis in my way. And say, I probably on my own, cause I'm only out to make it. Handle right, Brandon Knight said they know I got my lane in. Know that I'm related to no one over there. So just know that if I take it, it's a dolo in the fed. Not a hand on a push through, stamp with a hook do. Look down on you when I look through. Call it word of mouth, circle round me though. Said they heard it loud, but kept that on the D-low. Everything that we know, all that we already knew. They just getting now, so we welcome you. Call it word of mouth, circle round me though. Said they heard it loud, but kept that on the D-low. Everything that we know, all that we already knew. They just getting now, so we welcome you. Call it word of mouth. Yeah, call it word of mouth. Said they call it word of mouth. That's how Rosenberg got on to me a couple years ago. It was word of mouth. So it only fits, right? Yeah. But ill mind on it. Yeah. And they call me S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-C-O-O-S-K-Y-
content, but I'm the second coming. Bear with me, people, it's Ivan. Verbally introverted, perverted, with thoughts I'm haunted. Was socially awkward, they scoffed at me often, I was taunted. The outcast, but I outlasted my competition. Niggas know it's bad when OGs ain't got a pot to piss in. Welcome to Loserville, the most generic genre of music, where niggas use gimmicks instead of using skill. Where dudes cruise the computer, YouTube and stupid thrills, and ain't a fucking limit where desperate niggas would do for deals. And blog sites don't give a fuck if you lyrically buzzing. They more concerned with who Amber or Nicki is fucking, who Rihanna's kissing. That's what this genre is missing. Taught us to steal our own music, subconscious condition. My mama was a Christian, father is a Muslim. I made my own decision, not one of them tried to push him. In either direction, the question is pressing your mind. Where would half of these rappers be without they major cosigns? The same place as me with probably lesser no shine. I know I'm the underdog and this is why I wallow. See, me and Currency, we had this little convo. He said, get New York and the nation is next to follow. Mahalo, where's the windy days when you need them? Rappers went from getting deals to barely seeing per diem. See, I'm in this predicament, restricted by my vices. When you insecure, people exploit you during your crisis. Life is like a labyrinth of maze, full of inhabitants crazed that want to stab you, so you have to be brave, or entrap you inside a lasso, so you have to behave. And these rappers are worse than bitches, Adam's apples are shaved. You amazed, I ain't got a deal yet, maybe cause I'm a real threat. My fully automatic flow will get you pussies real wet. I will bet that this verse is walking a fine line, and I ain't even rapping, I'm reading this off my timeline. 360 deals is putting artists in graves, so why the fuck would you niggas rush to become a slave? I guess it's just American dreams. Poor kids suck from the teeth of rich American kings. Yeah, yeah, let that ride out. I am GMI. We coming.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Without further ado, Miss Wendy Day, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. Well, thank you for bearing with us through our little intro. You probably think we all some other crazy mess, but you know.
No, even though we really are. We really
it
are.
It was funny.
Now, Wendy, I got to ask you before we get right in. And for those of you that don't know about Wendy Day, Google her, Wikipedia, get up on your game, because we're not going to give you the history. We're going to dive right into the meat and potatoes of the meal. Now, have you heard that Locksmith track, that Wendy Day track?
I have. And first of all, how cool is it that he did that? Because I don't really know him. He's just an artist who shows love, and that's never happened before in my 20 years of being in the music business. You know, I've had artists mention me in songs. I've had artists, you know, shout me out on their mixtapes, that kind of stuff. But I've never had somebody name a song after me before. So when I heard that, aside from being really shocked, I was just honored and thrilled. And, you know, wow, Locksmith, very amazing.
I got a question for you about that. Come to think of it, let's imagine that if somebody came up to you and said, you know, hey, I heard this song that this dude did, and you know, it's called Windy Day. Your first thought, and be honest, that's one of our things here. We like to stray away from the PC, but you had to have a moment or five where you said, wow, what if this song was terrible?
No, my first thought, and it's funny because it was sent to me by EA Ski the Bay Area. So my first thought was, uh-oh, who did I piss off now? And isn't it funny that our minds just go negative?
Automatic.
And then I thought about it for a minute, and I said, wait a minute, this is Ski. Ski would never send me a song with somebody dissing me. If anything, he'd punch him in the face. So I listened to it, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. This is such a compliment.
That's awesome.
And then on top of it, the song was good. But it never crossed my mind, like, what if the song is whack? It more crossed my mind, oh, geez, who did I piss off now? Because, you know, I speak my mind, and those of us who speak our mind, we piss people off. It's
Absolutely.
Just, it's human nature.
Yeah, I love that, and that's why I want to thank you again for being a part of the show. I mean, this is in terms of this incarnation with Microphone Masters, second time on, and I appreciate it. So I know you have a book that is about to come out, and it was kind of synergy and irony that I contacted you. So it's called How to Get a Record Deal, right?
It is, Jay Love. I finally wrote a book.
So what took you so long to get to the point to write a book? And then talk about, because I know that there have been other books about how to get a record deal, but how is Windy Day's spin or approach to it different than those others?
Sure. And you know, that's one of the reasons that I just hadn't written one. First of all, I'm not a big fan of record deals. I think artists should put out their own music and make money through their own music, you know, make their own money. So it was a difficult book for me to write, but I realized that not everybody is entrepreneurial enough, and not everybody has the resources to put out their own music. So the book that I wrote is actually the first in a series of 9 books.
Okay.
The series is called The Knowledge to Succeed, and the books are very inexpensive. My goal was to keep a very low price point. They're going to be $6.99 each, and they cover a different topic. The reason I chose How to Get a Record Deal first is because that's the number one question everybody asks me. And the way that my book is different is I've actually gotten a boatload of deals for people. I've negotiated some of the best deals we have in urban music. You know, there was a point a couple years ago where of the top 5 artists on the Billboard charts, all but one were my deals. So, you know, I come from a little different perspective. I'm not putting out a book just so that I can, you know, hit a quick lick and make some money. I'm putting out a book because I really want to educate artists on what's fair and acceptable and how to get a record deal.
Okay. I like that. Now, in terms of, especially with the way that the landscape continues to change and shift, now, how is it, you know, I'm sure that they can find that in your book, but what's one way? Because I was talking to an artist recently, and we were talking about of licensing fees and whatnot. Is that like maybe an untapped area where you think of deriving revenues from in the music industry?
Well, I think there's a lot of untapped revenue streams in the music industry, and artists are getting more knowledgeable, and I'll even say they're getting more desperate, so they have to tap into all of the ways to make money. But, you know, it's funny, and not to give away anything in the book, but the reality is there's only one way to get a record deal. And that's to stand out from everybody else. And the way that you stand out is to build a buzz that's so huge in your region that people can't overlook you. And there just really is not another way to do it. And if you're going to do licensing, or if you're going to write for other artists, or if you're going to do, you know, jingles or commercials or whatever, whatever revenue stream as an artist you want to choose to bring income, you've got to stand out. You've got to be the best at that, and you've got to stand out above everybody else that's doing that. There's so many artists out here today. It's just so oversaturated that if you don't stand out, you're not going to succeed in any area.
That made me think of something else. You actually, what you said at the beginning, which Jay and I are always, I'm a big proponent of almost everything you just said. And for what it's worth, it's also something Jay and I talk about a lot in, as far as even the reason most people are looking for a record deal. And I know a lot of times we've said on the show, and we've said in different shows that we've done, that a lot of people are looking for a record deal because it looks like a quick buck. It's sort of the same reason why everybody plays the lottery, because they all feel like they could or should win. At the same time, you also said something else. You said, you know, that you don't necessarily like record deals. And forgive me for not necessarily saying you actually said it that way, but paraphrasing it, you know, you kind of,
yes,
you believe against
said.
It. Right. So the thing I wonder, though, is everything you said as far as one of the main ways and pretty much the only way to get a record deal, especially now in 2011 with how prevalent music is and the different means and methods to get it, the different means and methods to make it. But the only way to do it is get this enormous astronomical buzz, which then brings me back to the point. Is it even worth having a record deal or having a record label or having a record loan if you're already that huge?
It is if it's your dream. And let me preface it by saying that an artist like Lady Gaga or an artist like Justin Bieber would not be that large if they were independent.
True. Absolutely.
Independence is great if you want to control your music and you want to profit from your music and you want to build a career. Tech N9ne is a great example. He's a millionaire doing what he's doing. It took 10 years to build himself to the level that he's at, and he's phenomenal. But he's not as famous as Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga,
right,
because he doesn't have access to the same pipelines and the same opportunities that a major label artist does. So if you're an artist who really wants superstar Michael Jackson type fame, at least right now you still have to go through a major label to get that. What you're going to gain in fame, you're going to lose in income. So you're going to give up money to get that fame. There's people out there that would rather have the fame than the money. Many, many artists
Absolutely.
Would prefer the fame to the money.
And we're gonna put a pause button on that. We're going to get into a couple more songs and come back and continue one more segment with the great Wendy Day. We're going to get into Hieroglyphics, Reputation, and Emilio Rojas, On My Own. So Hieroglyphics, Emilio Rojas, we're going to come right back. You are listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Hyro syndicated, leaving fans stimulated in a state of shock, hyperventilating. Competition is no indication. People, they stop and listen to my demonstration like I'm dissing. We carnivorous, when my dogs get their paws into this, all explicit and raw images. What you call menaces just be small blemishes, pumping up they self to get us to all vigorous tune. You cool, I'm cool, do what you do. Bring it to me, I make your crew mistake you for your boo. High heels, type that might squeal and take the right deal. Make someone who real life ill use a shame, pimpin'. We critically acclaim. You making excuses, we thinking it could have been the game. I'm in this game with the aim, like a bullet to your brain. We change, knowing it wouldn't be the same. Hey, sorry that we kept you waiting, but it doesn't hurt our reputation. We was in the basement, that's the explanation, and it doesn't hurt our reputation. Sorta like a test of patience, had to come up with the best arrangement. Caught up in the restoration, always ending with an exclamation. Our
Yo,
reputation.
I'm the authority. We're spilling and killing the majority early. Verbal villains, stealing styles, fit 'em. The realest of all, spitter spitting. Niggas listen, cause it benefit 'em. My ass. actions distract them decoys. They like black suck. Don't get your king side rook took A1. That's just the estimation. I ain't gonna smash on you. That's just my reputation. Y'all feelers gas the backpack Mac when they claim to be killers. I'm like, what you talking about, Willis? Center stage in the rage. Niggas is bitter like Minute Maid lemonade. Wishing on women I penetrate. Count for bras, I accost it. Give them something to floss and run them to the exhausted. Didn't mean to. Can't remember what your lady did. But tour like your hard drive, cat. 80 years.
Sorry that we kept you waiting, but it doesn't hurt our reputation. We was in the basement, that's the explanation. And it doesn't hurt our reputation. Sorta like a test of patience. Had to come up with the best arrangement. Caught up in the restoration, always ending with an exclamation, a reputation.
By the time I get to Arizona, I lit the marijuana, dip like Zorro, past the sheriff's ponies, like the Warriors out to Coney Island. We gon' be wildin', fuck Jack London, check the stories I've written. Hot like a fiery vixen by the kitchen table with your neighbor's sister. What I say is vivid plagiarism, wait a minute, imaginative. Master with the pen, I kick it, catch my vision, mesmerized with magnetism, melanin. Monarchy, the president of small talk. I say fuck the federal. You the first to call cops, break that nigga arm off, send his mama Hallmark, crucify his Koopa line, they could get us all popped. Watch me, see the raiders of the law, start reputation, jaws drop, freeze time, suffocate, feline, pussy cash, fuck them, how the good reacts, each time you looking at a beast grind, took it back.
Hey, sorry that we kept you waiting, but it doesn't hurt our reputation, we was in the basement, that's the explanation, and it doesn't hurt our reputation. Sorta like a test of patience. Had to come up with the best arrangement. Caught up in the restoration. Always ending with an exclamation. A reputation.
Will Power.
Don't trust you, don't need you, I'll be here on my own. Don't love you, I'll leave you, I'll be here on my own. So fuck you, I'll teach you, I'll be here on my own. Trust you, don't need you, I'll be here on my own.
The world we living in got me wishing I was a kid again. We were getting lit on them jobs, working for shitty bread. Boss jealous, we getting head, so we giving tests. Yeah, I'm pissing that cup if you took a sip from it. Growing up, most of us sew it up, and no one told us adulthood approaching us so abrupt. Windows of opportunity broke or they close and shut. It's hard to see the options in front of you open up. I was broke as fuck, money coming in slow. No interest in accounts, you don't get nothing from O's. People stuck in their home, they bust their hustle and blow. And women that I know, a couple fucking for dough, they get pregnant, doubling rubbers, fucking insane chicks. Don't believe in AIDS, but AIDS and kids are the same shit. When you taking them tests, it's life changing. And people using any excuse to say you ain't shit.
Don't trust you, don't need you, I'll be here on my own.
Yeah.
Don't love you, I'll leave you, I'll be here on my own. So fuck you, I'll teach you, I'll be here on my own. Don't trust you, don't need you, I'll be here on my own.
Yeah, I told him, listen.
Don't trust you,
cause you ain't got no trust in me.
Don't love you,
yeah, cause you ain't got no love for me.
So fuck you.
Fuck it, I don't need your company. I'm better off alone, cause honesty is a luxury. I'm giving up a degree and I put my heart in it. And now my life is a movie, you got no parts in it. I'm at parties that only the stars and there were people that graduated, yeah, most of them bartending. If I don't know your name and you claiming that you knew me, I ain't too important, you just ain't important to me. Mama said to pick up my friends, I'm getting choosy. In the same city but moving on to a new street. You live through me. Remember when you criticize, everything you want is everything I epitomize. I ain't saying your name so you legitimize. And the kid will thrive in environments that you never shine.
Don't trust you, don't need.
need you, I'll be here on my own.
Yeah.
Don't love you, I'll leave you, I'll be here on my own. So fuck you, I'll teach you.
You
I'll
are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. Now, one of the things that we are with Wendy Day, and one of the things that really stuck out what you said before in the previous segment was control and then being able to have that profit. And then it comes down to being able to have a long-term view, it seems like, to what you were saying, kind of being able to roll your sleeves up and be able to, I mean, that's one of the great things. I personally would love to be the guy that hardly anybody knows, but I have a lot of zeros in my bank account, and you're wondering what it is that I do when I say, well, I'm going on tour again, or I'm going, my new project just came out, because of being able to handle my business. So when you, and I'm kind of leading into this, you wrote a blog like over a year or so ago talking about 40 is not the new 30, and you mentioned something about along those lines. So do you think where hip-hop is concerned or where hip-hop is positioned, that there are, as the hot artists continue to get older, are the artists that are coming up that are on these labels that are trying to raise awareness for themselves, how comfortable do you feel about the state of hip-hop, whether it's major, independent, whatever the case may be? What's your take on it?
Well, I love independence, so I just have to state my bias up front.
Right.
I'd rather see somebody wealthy than famous.
Yes.
You know, and if they can flip that fame into wealth, and the Kardashian family is kind of great at that, so let me use them as an example outside of music.
Right.
As long as an artist is able to gain that level of fame and turn it into wealth. And I don't mean income, I mean wealth.
Right.
Long term, my kids are going to eat off of this money. That kind of wealth. As long as the artist can do that, I'm happy. But other than that, I prefer independence where they have ownership and control over their image. And like you said, you get quietly wealthy, you know, where you can be a Tech N9ne, your fans know who you are. But, you know, if Tech N9ne were to walk down Main Street of America, would the bulk of people know who he is the way they would Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga? I don't know the answer to that. But given a choice, I'd much rather be Tech N9ne.
Yeah,
you know, I'd rather have the quiet millions and my life. You know, I'd rather be able to go to a restaurant with my family and not have to have security all over the place.
Speaking, I want to ask you, given the fact that you have, and people can go and check you out at wendyday.com, if I'm not mistaken. So,
exactly.
So now, how does it make you feel in terms of the gratifying when the number of artists that you've been able to work with and help to free from their previous situations, and how frustrating, because I know we talked before about there's been a group or labels where you said you shouldn't do this. This is what I recommend you not do, but they go ahead and do it anyway, go against your recommendation, and they ultimately fail. How does it feel to see somebody succeed when you've given them all the tools to say, here, go and succeed. I mean, I'm going to help you free you from your situation and do what I can. And then conversely, how does it feel when you know that if somebody had just listened to you, that they would be in a better position than they are now?
And it's funny because the way you ask me is exactly how it feels. it's almost like you can imagine, you know. But obviously it feels wonderful when somebody succeeds. And I love that. I was raised by parents who taught that there's joy in everyone succeeding. You know, there was never any trivialness or, you know, hate in how I grew up. So, you know, I've always rooted for everybody to win. And it feels wonderful. But because I'm such a perfectionist as a person, I tend to focus on the losses more than the successes, which is really kind of a frustrating and sad thing. You know, I have this incredible track record, and I'm aware of it, but I don't really see it. I see the ones that got away. I see the ones that could have been. You know, I see the ones that really should have gotten much further than they are, and I'm not quite sure even how to deal with that frustration, because we all have free will. We're all allowed to choose what we want and what we think is best. And, you know, we are responsible for our own decisions. So all I can do is just shrug my shoulders and walk away and hope that there was enough of a lesson there for the person to learn so that the next time they have an opportunity, they'll make a better decision. But not everybody's meant to win, and that's the hardest thing for me to accept.
Yeah, I definitely see. Yeah, because there's a lot of, you know, effort that goes into it, especially with what you do and the time and effort that you put in and all that. And yeah, everybody, when it comes down to it, everybody is not meant to win.
Not meant to. And you know, karma is very real. So I may meet someone who I think is a great human being, and I'm trying to help them,
right,
and their company just isn't, it's just not moving forward because of things they've done in their history that may not be so great, you know, and karma kind of holds people back.
I hear you. Well, we hope that the karma that we have created with you and Microphone Masters with Blaze Rock J Love, that you will come back and join us again. We appreciate you joining us, Wendy.
Always. I love you guys. Anything I can do, please don't hesitate to ask. And give my love to Locksmith.
Okay, I definitely will. And make sure, everybody, WendyDay.com, support Wendy Day, because, you know, she's your all the real talent. She's their favorite, your favorite rapper's
favorite
most valuable
person. There you go.
So thanks again.
I get a lot of love. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, so we are about to get into a couple more joints. That was Wendy Day. We're going to get into Lifesavers and The Soul Goes On and Random Pump It Up. So we're going to get into those. We're going to come right back. We're going to bring Locksmith on. So you listen to the Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Continue, I shall proceed to send you quotes from the best MC. Won't share the recipe, been had it, you just ain't read the menu. We ain't done, blast off to the future where we come from. Go ahead, download the mastery, pound for the cloud. So please get behind the music, baby. VH1. You skipped your classes, can't see my point, nigga, get some glasses. It's simple as this, why change? If I dumped it down anymore, I'd be spitting it backwards. Still, I simplify this, manslaughter, I gotta testify. If you investigate, the evidence will state I murder anything my fingertips collide with. So we put soul on the platter, could climb to success, but we'd rather take control of the ladder. Found out the goal doesn't matter, when your bill's time, everything you own doesn't add up. It's necessary, I find the means. My lineage speaks a long line of kings. I lost 100 pounds, that's plenty. And though that put me halfway to skinny, I ain't buying them jeans, dog. I swing low, L dot, O dot. You blend in with the rest of them, that's so hot. The cookie cutters on the shelves, please know the pro swag well, but the alpha male don't go by. Extraordinary league, we toast to those. My advice after we wreck, close the show. Fall back, don't try to locate the spaceship. We call you makeshift niggas, remote control. 100 yards, I run it back, go to go. Saddle up, ride the bull crap rodeo. For a fistful of dollars, I'll let you see Chris Wallace, then bring you back to reality, soul to soul, just soul to soul.
And on and on and we go on and on and we go on and on and on.
Told the rest of y'all be yakking to the soul of my voice or the chop and the chicken. Y'all know the real in this rap and get it cracking, man. It's nothing to us, like that's what's happening. I bench press a minivan while doing a backspin. Jump down the elevator shaft, I get laughing. Smack packy y'all without getting my eye blacking. And pose for paparazzi, them action lights flashing. After that, we keeps the party packed in. Y'all clapping, sound like the blast of a Mac-10. The facts then, y'all be having some fun with it. We just born with it, soul, but it's done, did it.
Now get tapped into the sounds of them LS fellas. Jumbo is dope, Shines is dope, versatile. Well, just rewind what I wrote and y'all be the judge. But versatile means that I'm all the above. You know, match for me, Dolo, start teaming up. But now 1500, get your feature done. You try hard but never reach the sun. You 2020 can't see mine. You got to feel me to understand I'm the book of Eli. Your buzz came and went with acid wash Levi's. Check your vitals, we live, it's audio jihad. How you going on feet or feet first? Even aliens travel deep space to reach verse. Yeah, we did some deals on the side to keep it even. But quantum is the foundation, we ain't leaving, it goes on.
On and on and, yeah, we go on and on and, we go on and on and.
Keep it moving like the floor's hot. Don't quit your day job.
You might get a tour slot.
See those dudes rolling up, we don't move. Man, the flow's crazy. 302.
Foolish.
Parker Lewis, cause he don't lose. Skills don't equal murders, the kilos move. Guess I'm stating the obvious.
He probably is.
Since 07, been flooding the net like a tsunami hit. So put your hand up.
Turn it to a fist.
Take the other hand, clamp it around your wrist. And charge up and blast on a wannabe. The White Howard in the post, cause it's foolish to front me. Taco like Pocky and Ramenay, never take a day off.
Not even bank holidays.
So what you got is a problem, I'm telling y'all. The blue bomber and the man with the yellow scar.
You got the sickness, we're bringing the cure. Bust it out of your speakers until it's shaking the floor.
Cause the book is more than ever before. You know we ready for war, we gotta settle the score.
You got the sickness, we're bringing the cure. Bust it out of your speakers until it's shaking the floor.
Cause the book is more than ever before. You know we ready for war, we gotta settle the score.
Your maker ran, came to lend a hand. Adam is ready and willing to fight the villain. It seems that machines is failing, society needs saving. You feeling good, Ran? So if Wily approaches light, if Proto-Man joins the fight, then there's nothing they can't do to stop this blight. It's like Random and War Rock, you're loving the sound. We make you throw your hands up and wave them around. Cause I'm feeding off your energy, battling back the enemies, knowing I got the tendency to rock this stage. And I'm seeking out the remedy, maker ran in the meantime. Got the six skills enough to beat this game. Yeah, that's our cause, and we standing on the platform while listeners ask for me to rap more. So man, if I'm so amazing, jeez, must be why Mega Ran got me on this beat. You got the sickness, we're bringing the cure. Bust it out of your speakers until it's shaking the floor.
Cause the book is more than ever before. You know we ready for war, we gotta settle the score.
You got the sickness, we're bringing the cure. Bust it out of your speakers until it's shaking the floor.
Cause the book is more than ever before. You know we ready for war, we gotta settle the score.
Hey, yo, stop the track for a second. Gotta reset my game, back it up for a second. Cause it feels like I died like a million times trying to get through the level.
It's like you're reading my mind because I struggled to find the combination of lines that with the beat.
Sometimes you know it's harder to find. So when you call me back to fight, right along at your side. Happy to take up the cause, so haters they better hide.
Yeah, got the elixir, the fiction, the spine twister.
It's going down
like the Catalina wine mixer. We rock steady, they raving like Scott Levy. I say that you're not ready. I'm from where they chop Chevy. Left mouth, I'm like Bad Chicks, Comic Con to Magfest.
Mad Fresh.
Spitting these rhymes can cure bad breath.
Halitosis.
Espialidocious. Focus. Stop it, jumping. This explosive. It's hopeless.
You got the sickness, we're bringing the cure. Bust it out of your speakers until it's shaking the floor.
Cause the book is more than ever before. You know we ready for war. We gotta settle the score.
You got the sickness, we're bringing the cure. Bust it out of your speakers until it's shaking the floor.
Cause the book is more than ever before. You know we ready for war. We gotta settle the score.
I'm pulling end-to-end burners on the walls of his room. So Pump Man's all distracted with a mop and a broom.
Well, he's a neat freak.
I see that Ran, I mean I am. Down gutter and dirty when I'm rocking it too. So bump it up. I got a full life bar and wonderful weapons to try to fight hard. Back against this light boss, wipe off the mess.
Cause we're back on the scene.
Washing him down the drain, so fresh and so
It's time to figure out this sickness and what caused it. Next in my target is this leaky faucet. Pump man, need to know something. I ain't never been a pump man. Now you out of tune like a stump band. You got my back,
man, that's a given.
Cool, lay down some fire while I get into position. Equipping a thunderbolt so I can light up his life. I'ma need it to a challenge. This was hardly a fight.
Are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. I do like that random track. Random does this thing with the Pump It Up and it is Mega Man and, you know, all that good stuff. But we are have the pleasure of having, and I've been trying to hunt down my dude for a while, the one and only Locksmith, man. How are you doing? Welcome to Microphone Masters Radio, man.
Yo, yo, what's going on? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Now, I want to say we just had Wendy Day on just a couple minutes ago, and she wanted to say give us a shout out to you have us pass on a shout out to you. She really loves that song, Wendy Day, and so we were talking about that a little bit. So I want to go right into it. What made you put that song together with her namesake on it, man?
You know what, man? I mean, to be completely honest, it wasn't something that I, like, super planned out. I heard the track, you know, the track is produced by my boy, Left, you know, from my group, The Frontline. He gave me the track, and I started, you know, just kind of, like, vibing, listening to it, and I just started, you know, coming up with the words. And in the song, you know, I just kind of dropped Wendy Day's name in the song, and it just, you know, it was kind of really an organic thing. And the stuff that I was talking about, you know, because I follow Wendy Day on Twitter, and she's also a good friend of my man, you know, my producer, EA Ski.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, I know Wendy Day. You know what I mean? Not like I know her. I don't know her like well like that, but I know her. I definitely know her history and the stuff that she's done, you know, as far as an artist. So that kind of, I just creeped into my subconscious writing that song. And then when I heard it, when I heard the final product, when I, you know, finished writing it to myself, I was like, yo, I'm gonna call this Wendy Day, because this, you know, the shit that I'm talking about is stuff that she kind of like always talks about as far as like industry stuff and always like being an advocate for artists and trying to, you know, kind of get artists to wake up and pay attention to what they're doing.
Now, I got to ask you, man, and when I say this, and Blaze will back me up on this show, we all about honesty, and I know that that's what it comes through in your lyrics, so you can bare your soul and just let it all hang out, man. Now, you are, when I listen to your lyrics, when I listen to your songs, you have that a bite to them. It doesn't matter if you're talking about something heartfelt or if you're talking about crushing an MC. Has your honesty and your candor in your lyrics ever put you in a position where you feel that it's kind of kept you on the outside as opposed to being able to open up opportunities for you?
You know, yes, it has, but it's not something I dwell on because that's the only way I know. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine myself trying to water my passion down or water my thoughts, or, you know what I mean? Like, I stopped doing that a long time ago. You know what I mean? Like, I would never, like, consider, like, okay, well, you know what? This might be a little bit too aggressive, or this might ruffle the wrong person's feathers if I say this. So I just was like, you know, I'm just going to bare my soul. I try not to second guess. And then, of course, you know, working with, people like a veteran like EA Ski, somebody who's always encouraged me to, like, yo, do you, man. Like, speak your mind, speak your heart. And then being able to work with another a veteran, Ski Beats out in New York, and working with Dame Dash and those cats are like, man, just do you. You know, say what you feel. So that just, like, further encouraged me to, like, go even harder as of recent. So, like, I'm aware of it, but it's not something I dwell on, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Now, you have the new project that just actually went and that is one again. Once again, it was Ironic and Synergy in Full Effect. But I Am Locked, the project that just is available for free download. But now, one of the tracks that you talked about is, I believe it's the track Mad World. I believe you're mentioning your mom, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you talk about that a little bit? Because on the project, when I listened to it last night, you mentioned your mama a couple of times. So talk about, it seems like that's really something that was weighing heavy on your mind. So can you talk about how that is kind of maybe that passion or that hurt or that pain or whatever is finding its way into your song creation? Or just the floor is yours. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Like, well, I mean, like that happened, you know, just like about a year ago. You know, I lost my mom. I was very close to my mom. not to sit here and say that I'm one of those guys that didn't have my father in my life, because I'm with my dad right now, actually. So my dad is, like, very important to my life. But my mother, you know, your mother is the first person that's there when you come out the womb. You know what I mean? Like, you're attached to your mom. She's the first, you know, the teacher of a child. So my mom is my heart. She's my everything, my spirit and everything. And but it just creeps in my music and everything. It's not something like I try to do it. It just comes out. It's just what I want to talk about. And if people are like, oh, well, you talk about it too much. You know, I'm not saying that anybody has said that, but if they felt that way, like, how are you going to be mad at somebody for talking about their mom? You know what I mean? It's like, come on. You know, this is real shit. This is what you really feel from your heart. So my mom, those songs are just like, be bare in my soul. I mean, that's the kind of music that I like. That's the kind of music that I gravitate towards, is when people, like, just fucking spill their soul out, whether it's about something they're happy about or something they're depressed about, or they're in between, or they're upset, or they're, you know, rejoiceful. So my mom, sometimes when I think about her being gone, it saddens me. And then sometimes it makes me happy because I remember all the lessons that she taught me and all those different things. So I just put that in my music. And like I say, once again, it's not something that I meditate or I think about. It's just something that just comes out. And I try not to ever do it. I try not to go into songs and say, okay, you know what, this song will be about this. I kind of just lay it out, you know? And then when I go back and listen to it, I may edit it a little bit, but I pretty much just let it hang, man. I just, like, you know, kind of let that higher power just kind of take over. And, like, when you hear those songs from my mom, that's, like, a definite connection to that, because it's just, you know, it's just me kind of just bearing my soul. So it has a huge influence, man. I mean, come on, man. You know, that's your mom, you know? You know, never in a million years did I think my mom wouldn't be here. It's something that, you know, is inevitable. Because, you know, your parents, none of us are promised here, but you need somebody close to you. Nobody can be closer than your mom. And then you lose that person. It just has a lasting effect on you forever. And it's not like I'm depressing you, like I'm depressed about it. It's just that it just sticks with you. You know, it's something you never get over, you know?
I hear you. Now, and I want to get into a couple of your tracks real quick, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about intelligence in your music and the way you present yourself, because you come across that way, and then also talking about just your lyrics, because you remind me of the way my boy Blaze, when he spits, and he's a modest dude, but that just that ferocity and the emotion when you come through on things. So we're gonna get into a couple tracks real quick from Locksmith. I'm on one freestyle, and I'm gonna tell you, man, we don't play freestyles on this show, but when I heard this one, I said, I don't give a damn.
Needed to be run.
It needed to be run. And then we're gonna also get into Mad World. So we're gonna get into Locksmith, I'm on one freestyle, and Mad World. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
I am GMI. Yo. Okay, fuck them all, put them in a hearse, fuck them all, put them in a soup, put them in a stoop, put them in the dirt, dig them up, then dust them off. I am so disgusting, all competition must evolve, mustn't y'all push me to that point where I don't trust at all. I am too reluctant to just fuck with any busters' calls. I have been entrusted with instructions, nigga, don't bust my balls. In my court, in my sword, afford a bust a nigga like the board authority. Ain't a motherfucker that you know that can match my flow. If he can, then it better be war with me. This is rapping 101, nigga, you should sit in. Tell me, dog, is that your broad? If so, I put my bid in. Yeah, I'm in your bitch's head like some split ends, and I ain't have to dumb my lyrics down just to fit in. You see, kids, that man's a lyricist. Every rapper out now, I am his antithesis. Yeah, and they saying I should be in Slaughterhouse. And that's cool, but shit, I'm trying to save my father's house. And I swear to God, I truly miss my father's spouse. I drive around the streets with a small piece of my mama's blouse. I catch chills whenever I see my mama's couch. I'm trying to show you dudes what I'm about. Living in the rich niggas, willing to kill a nigga like a military soldier. Told you, got a chip on my shoulder, size of a boulder. Shit, rhymes are colder, nigga. I don't give a fuck if my mind is over. Got a vendetta to get better, but some of them niggas, they lie in the booth. Please don't confuse me with none of them dudes that do music. It's lyrically, I am the truth. I am the proof. I am a spook. I am a ghost. I am an urban legend. Understand, I will murk your ass. I got a thirst. So cash way worse than reverence. Yeah, to revere me or fear me or don't come near me. God is my witness, I'm mobbing no bitches, I'm riding no niggas that don't see clearly. Hear me loud and clear, ho, but don't think I'm a weirdo. But no U.S. president's ever been my fucking hero. I swear to God, 2012 gonna be my fucking year, ho. Haven't reached my dreams, but I'm near though. Yeah.
Yeah. What am I supposed to feel? If you can tell it, then let it be known. I'm trying to cope with my emotions and sever what's gone. I think back to when Jeremy Jack died, and I looked at his mother's eyes, and I could still hear Beverly moan. That was the first time seeing my father crying. Lightning struck twice on the night that they murdered Brian. My only blessing was following mama's lessons. And I can hear screaming down, baby, you better be strong. Good advice, Bubble. But it's only so long that I can go on before I do find trouble. Or trouble finds me. Feel like I'm dreaming. I gotta deal with these demons. Tell them, devil, you better be gone and find another home. Am I neglecting my family? I contemplate on whether I did my brother wrong or did my sisters bad, cause we had different dads in this fucked up world trying to weather the storm. So tell me what you waiting on. What you looking for? What you plan to take along? I can only deal with so much pain. I fucked around and got stuck in the rain. Will I make it home? So tell me what you waiting on. What you looking for? What you plan to take along? I can only deal with so much pain. I fucked around and got stuck in the rain. I never smoked weed or drank alcohol to stress I'm a factor. Does that discredit my talent, make me less of a rapper? Or less appealing unless I'm peeling some rolling paper? Or would it show I had swag and would it motivate you to want to buy an album? I'm feeling his lies bitter. Cause when you get some money, you trying to get high, swisher. When shit change, the people chase after fame and haters think I'm the blame. But I feel a different vibe, nigga. I'm not immune to the sinning and seeing shrugs. But I gotta stop falling for women I meet in clubs. And I know I'm in no moral position to be a judge. But I never thought expressing my feelings could be a drug. I can't keep going on like I'm going on, crying, complaining, none of these women to move forward on. And it's so annoying. I'm trying to get back with my last girl. I'm stuck in this mad world. So tell me what you waiting on. What you looking for? What you plan to take along? I can only deal with so much pain. I fucked around and got stuck in the rain. Will I make it home? So tell me what you waiting on. What you looking for? What you plan to take along? I can only deal with so much pain. I fucked around and got stuck in the rain. Okay, lately I've been feeling like I'm wasting my time. Like it's nothing here to occupy the space in my mind. Except the empty void, nothing can feel. Nothing fulfills what's lacking except rap. And see, nothing is real. I said some things about a rapper, I spit in a harsh rhyme. Not to say I take it back, can't cover a cross line. But when he lost his mother, I thought it was all fine. Couldn't understand his pain till after I lost mine. How ironic a situation can become. And why is it I've never met a woman I could reach some sort of understanding? The more demanding they get, the more I push them away, the more they think I'm a dick, Lord. Is it me? Will I ever see the light? Ski told me a pretty woman equals misery for life. Now I'm thinking he was right, addicted to bad girls. Until I give them up, I'm stuck in this mad world. So tell me what you waiting on. What you looking for? What you plan to take along? I can only deal with so much pain. I fucked around and got stuck in the rain. Will I make it home? So tell me what you waiting on. What you looking for? What you plan to take along? I can only deal with so much pain.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Now, Locksmith, we still here with Locksmith, and you can get his project in his IamLock.com, correct? You still there, Lock?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I was saying your the website is IamLock.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, now one of the things that seriously, when I've seen some of your freestyle videos or your battle videos, because freestyle is, you know, sometimes I think that's a little overused, and just the look on your face, like you ready to just go in and hurt folks. Now, I want to combine this with this. Now, I remember as one of your lyrics on one of your songs where you talk about not dumbing it down for the masses. So talk about when you're creating music, when you're creating these masterpieces, when you're creating these visuals, and you're going in and not dumbing it down and using the intelligence that you have to create the songs and to create the projects and to let your words and your feelings be known.
I'm sorry, the question you're asking me is like, you're asking me what is my mindset when I go into doing that?
I suppose so, because oftentimes when you hear, sometimes when you listen to an artist, sometimes you can feel, okay, they decided to maybe dumb it down, for lack of a better term, instead of just writing a song. And if you have to use a couple of of $1 words in order to get your feeling across or your point across, it's okay, as opposed to just using the nah means and feel me, know what I'm saying, in your music, but to really be able to use the intelligence, use your brain power to get your point across.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can only speak for myself, you know. I just use my own, you know, my own background, my own thoughts, what I know, you know. Like, by no means do I consider myself, like, I try not to come across as, like, being arrogant, like I'm smarter than the next person. You know, I've had the benefit of, you know, of having the ability to, the resources to study and learn things on my own, as well as, you know, receive a higher education and these kind of things. Not that that defines you and makes you smarter than anyone else, but just saying that I had those resources available to me, and I try to take advantage of those, as well as, you know, reading things and always trying to enlighten myself, you know, self-enlightenment as well. So I mean, it just reflects in my music. Like I said, I try to be as honest and as honest as I can, and take anything that I do know, anything that any knowledge that I've gained, and put that into my music. I mean, it's just a natural reflection of who I am. You know, I try not to, like I said, I try not to cut that, I try not to funnel that out, or, you know, dilute that, you know. So I just put that into my music, and I just let it hang, man. I try not to second guess myself, especially now with, you know, with the era of music the way it is now with technology. You know, you can, like, I am live, I can release a project like that and put it out, and just let the world, you know, grasp it and judge it as a body of work. And I don't have to worry about, okay, well, should I do this for the radio or the label like this? Or I don't have those shackles on me, you know, to think about what's going to work for radio, what's going to work, how is this going to market that. I'm marketing myself, so I have an idea of how I want to do it. And I just do it, you know. And then, like I said, working with people like EA Ski and being under that, you know, under that same, that mind frame of, like, look, man, you know, we have conversations all the time about, look, you don't have to, you know, we're not on a major label, we're independent, we make our own decisions, we market our stuff and do stuff how we want to do it. We want to release rare form, or most recently, Random Thoughts as a single on the I Am Rock album, and drop it the same day or the next week, and we can do that. It's, I mean, we do it how we want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
We're investing our money into ourselves, we're investing our time and our resources into ourselves, so nobody can tell us how to do it, but us, so that's just how we do it.
So with I Am Locke is the project that was just released. So tell, what are you, when you look at defining success for yourself in terms where music is concerned, what are you hoping that this does, or what do you have maybe planned in the future, in the near future, in terms of projects to come out or things that you plan on doing, and how will you define if those things are successful?
Well, with this project, my goal for it basically was just to release a body of work, which I've never done. You know, I've always, like, kind of, I mean, of course I had frontline albums with my group, you know, my partner Les, and partner EAC. We released projects that were successful back in, you know, 6-7 years ago. And then I kind of, you know, took a step back and kind of figured out what I wanted to do and how I wanted to approach music. I knew how I wanted to do it, but I had to figure it out. And then you had the whole change in technology and where music is put out there.
Yeah.
You know, back in those of you that followed me through my group and what is in Frontline, you know, we had songs and stuff out, you know, years ago, but the way the music was received and the way people did it is, like, you know, is very different than the way it is now. So between that time, I had to figure out how I wanted to go in and structure it, and we figured it out, and I said, okay, you know what, it's time for me to release. Before I start doing anything else, I need to put a body of work together where people can judge it and say, look, either I like this guy or I don't like this guy, or maybe I'm not sold on this guy all the way. But you're not going to get that if you just get sporadic little songs here and there. So I put this body of work together to give people an idea of what I'm capable of. And it's, you know, and it's been received well so far, and I'm happy with it. And I just wanted to kind of just put it out there to feed the people that want to listen to me, that want to tell their friends, like, yo, you heard a lot of this? No? Well, check this out. Instead of saying, yo, well, he had that one song about 6 months ago or a year ago, I wanted to give him something that was current. You know, pretty much all this stuff is recorded, like, within the last couple months, if not even sooner, you know, within the, like, you know, maybe half of it I recorded in the last 2 weeks, just to get it out there, just feelings that I had. And I just wanted to give people an idea of what, you know, what I was capable of, and if they can do that and make a judgment, then I was successful for that project, you know?
Cool.
It's not monetary gain, because I'm giving it out for free.
Right. I hear you. Well, shoot, we hope to have you back on the show again, man. I enjoyed it. And send your boy some tracks, because that believe Blaze knows this, because whenever I come across some Locksmith tracks, I am I'm definitely putting them in rotation, man. So once again, IamLock.com. So we're gonna get into a couple more tracks and come back and give the roll call. So we're gonna get into Chasing Cash, called Money Right, and Talib Kweli, So Disgusting. Thanks again to Locksmith. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
You know, it's all about the money. Either you getting it or you ain't getting it. And even when you getting it, you gotta get it right. You heard?
Relax your mind and let your conscience be free. You now listening to the sounds of CNC. Rocket Main on the drums and the keys. Shout out my nigga Folky, keep his ear to the streets. I need all the real niggas to adhere to my speech, cause I'm lending out knowledge every time that I speak. Not a Muhammad or a prophet, but I'm close to God. Placement of a constellation, cause I'm close to stars. Roll the dice with my life and approach with odds. I encroached on y'all and now I'm coaching all my young niggas to keep them from being some dumb niggas locked behind prison walls in a cage with numb niggas with no feeling shown. You gotta feel me though, how I could worse the words. You gotta feel the flow, yeah. Smooth delivery full of flair and energy, paired with the track like Monroe with Kennedy. So here we go, let the trumpets blow. The band got the brass sounding like Satchmo. The way I give it to you is gonna make you ask for more, and I don't mind since it's my time, so just rock on.
And throw your hands in the sky.
If you could peep what I go through, sometimes I wish I could record my eyes and show you. I always do what I'm supposed to, and never hold another back, let him do what he want to. Fruition is a mission, it will all come true. Some of it too slow, some of it too soon. Some niggas act ho, some niggas true goons. Some niggas faking and be claiming that they real too. That ain't a trill move, niggas gotta chill, dude, and keep it 100, believe me, I done it. See, cause I do it, one of the truest. I was here when you was truant. See my game too affluent, false advertisers had to remove them from my movement. Said I was a beast and set out to prove it. Take it where nobody took it, baby, I'ma do it, cause every day I'm improving. So here we go, let the trumpets blow. The band got the brass sounding like Satchmo. The way I give it to you is gonna make you ask for more, and I don't mind since it's my time, so just rock.
And throw your hands in the sky, if you try to get your money right, just throw your hands in the sky.
Here we go, let the trumpets blow. The band got the brass sounding like Satchmo. The way I give it to you is gonna make you ask for more, and I don't mind since it's my time, so just rock on.
And throw your hands in the sky, if you try to get your money right. Just throw your hands in the sky, if you try to get your money right. And throw your hands in the sky, if you try to get your money in the sky. If you trying to get your money right, and throw your hands in the sky. If you trying to get your money right, just throw your hands in the sky. If you trying to get your money right,
Jack Smith, Jack Smith, yeah. Shout out to my man, Mr. E. We international, we international. This life is so seductive. You say you know you. We getting toe up, it's so destructive. You stay promoting something, that's how I know you bluffing. These bars make you wanna go up, it's so disgusting. Baby is born every time someone die. Angels cry every time someone lie. They fall to the earth and they lose their wings, and they worship the devil and forget they kings. This life is so seductive. You say you know you frontin'. We getting toe up, it's so destructive. What they say when they speak on your memory, comfortably numb in the weed is the remedy. We get drunk and reach for the Hennessy. Speak to the Lord like speech in Tennessee. Yeah, you know I walk through the valley of the shadow. Look up in the hills, you can see your enemy. Coming for a mile, coming with a smile. We the little child in the streets running wild. There ain't no speculating, there ain't no hesitating. So where her neck is breaking and the respect is taken. Of course, cause nothing's given. We get lost in the system. Know the cause of death, but what's the cause you living for? It's like me all tossed into prison. Laws are written, being forced, forbidden. Do you know the price? Do you know the cost? I'm so divorced, the flow is nice. Victorious, we don't take a loss. So glorious, from Brooklyn like Notorious. We taking off with the warriors.
us, the chorus is so true. This life is so seductive. You say you know you're frontin'. We getting toe up. It's so destructive. Yeah. You stay promoting something. That's how I know you bluffing. These bars make you wanna throw up. It's so disgusting. Yeah. This life is so seductive. Yeah. You say you know you're frontin'. We getting toe up. It's so destructive. Yeah. You stay promoting something. Yeah. That's how I know you bluffing. These bars make you wanna throw up. It's so disgusting.
This song for every ghetto in town. No matter black, white, red, yellow, or brown. Ain't no sign of settling down. When the guns go off, heavy metal is a sound. Rock and roll, rock and low, cock and gold, don't stop the flow. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream that was named in streets and hospitals. Where the bodies go before they buried, already halfway to the cemetery. This purgatory, you heard the story. Then with the ice and the cream like Ben and Jerry's. And the murder story, but the getaway's clean. That brown got you working on a 7-day lean. That white make you describe a heavenly scene. That pesticide is what the spray on the green. The point I'm making is know your colors before your blood run red in the gutter. To make you so shudder. Can you borrow that? No, my brother. Get your own. Get in the zone. And tell everybody that this your song. Put your pain to a tune and your hate to a beat. To your name and the news in your face in the street. Document your crimes and rhymes. Turn your felonies into melodies. Rest in peace to my nigga Pimp C. He's simply the best in our hearts and memories. This life is so seductive. You say you know you're frontin'. We gettin' toe up. It's so destructive. This life is so seductive. You say you know you're frontin'. We getting toe up, it's so destructive. Yeah. You stay promoting something, yeah. That's how I know you bluffing. These bars make you wanna throw up, it's so disgusting. Yeah. This life is so seductive, yeah. You say you know you're frontin'. We getting toe up, it's so destructive. What it is, you stay promoting something, what it is. That's how I know you bluffing. These bars make you wanna throw up, it's so disgusting.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Action packed show, as we said. Now, we want to give the roll call real quick. Make sure that you log on to DubCNN.com. If you look in the top right corner, as I think it is right now, you'll see a lovely logo as designed by the one and only Marlos Hill. It says DubCNN Radio Network. Make sure you click on that. That's where you'll have access to DubCNN, DubCNN Radio, and also Microphone Masters. Do that because it's important to be kept in the know what's going on with the favorite radio shows on the DubCNN Radio Network. You can email us at gmail.com. micmastersradio@gmail.com. Look for us on Google us, Microphone Masters Radio. Friend us on, like us on Facebook, all those things. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. So please do that. I like this show, guys. I like this one. We definitely rose the bar on this one.
I think it's kind of cool. You know, I think it's cool. I mean, it's always great when you have people who have some sense on, you know, who want to talk about music, talk about hip-hop in a fairly intelligent light. Plus, it's always dope when we get the opportunity to feature, you know, artists that are worth a crap artistically, as well as, you know, they have something to say. I mean, we get so used, to being fed PR that we don't always know what it's like to hear, you know, a genuine response. Hear an artist that really has a belief in what they're doing. So, and I love it when we get the opportunity to have a show like that.
Yeah. So on the way out, make sure go to windyday.com, just like it sounds, and also go to iamlock.com. Support those two people. Wendy, telling you, for you aspiring artists, if for not even artists, for folks that want to get into the entertainment area and you want to be honest and reputable and have that integrity, Wendy is all about that. And then with Locke, the dude spits like Dylon. He spits hot fire.
Dylon.
So without further ado, we're going to say peace out to you. We're going to check y'all next episode. We'll see you next time. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DoveCNN.com. Are you kidding?
Yes, sir.